Welcome everyone back to the 2025-2026 winter basketball season 4 locker room chats. We just sat and talked to head coach Madison Massey of the Jackson Heights Lady Cobras, but now we talk to the head coach of the boys side with Brett Plattner, opening the season with a big time win over the ACCHS Tigers yesterday. Had the call on the Cobra channel, a lot of great fun, 63-51, great victory in that game. But you know, before we kind of talk about this season, of course, you know, yesterday's game, we got to backtrack a little bit, talk about last season and also what the postseason was like for you and your team. I know you got a lot of guys who love playing basketball. They spent a lot of time in the offseason working on it, grinding out that game. So what was that offseason like for you and your group?
Yeah, the offseason we were involved in two summer leagues again because, you know, the boys, like you said, enjoy playing basketball and wanted to ready themselves as much as they could and give themselves opportunities. So we were involved in two summer leagues and, you know, certainly had some good aspects from those summer leagues, learned a lot, had a wide variety of people playing for us and a lot of people stepping into new roles or people returning from injury stepping into roles again as well. And, you know, reflecting on last season, you know, it's certainly not where we wanted to be overall as far as, you know, the overall record's concerned, but generally speaking, against the top half of our league, we were able to be fairly competitive and in a lot of close games coming down the stretch to where, you know, we just didn't execute enough on the offensive end or didn't get enough stops and wound up falling short in those. But largely due to a lot of people gaining a lot of experience through the younger ranks, but also having to deal with some injuries and some illness from the older experience ranks as well, that, you know, we ended up having about 8 different starting lineups at some course or some point of the season last year. So as much as that was a struggle last year, we were competitive, we worked hard, and hopefully that experience that everyone gained and that court time that we gained is going to benefit us heading into this season.
Yeah, and you kind of look into this season, it's going to be a very competitive Northeast Kansas League, but I want to talk about your players and the ones that you're going to have on the court. They're going to show out each individual one of these games. I mean, bearing that your team is healthy, this arguably, you know, as your 6 years of head coach, could be one of your most talented rosters that you've had, and with great expectations, will kind of come with them. Drake Millis, Austin Zeller, Eli Wisdom a chance to play, Eli Kirk, Devin Montgomery, just a lot of great ball athletes that know how to handle basketball.
Yeah, for sure. Like you said, it's certainly probably stacking up there with one of my more talented teams, but also without question one of the bigger teams I've had as far as size is concerned, where, you know, we can, you know, roll out 6'4", 6'4", 6'2", and then go on down the ranks from there every night. Certainly have some diversity within our lineups as far as posts are concerned and guards are concerned. So that's going to be our challenge as coaches, is making sure that we strike the right balance with those guys and making sure there's a lot of cohesion and that everybody understands their roles and understands what we're trying to get out of the possession each and every time down the floor. And then making sure that we understand our role on defense as well, as, you know, what strengths do my teammates have and how we need to play and what style is going to be most successful for us moving forward. So, like I said, that's our job as coaches, and we're excited for the challenge, and we're excited to see where we can take these guys.
Yeah, and excited to, you know, take things after, of course, this first win of the season against ACCHS yesterday, 63-51. It's a big game there for you and your team, of course. Austin Zeller finished with a nice 13 points. Melis had 8 points, a couple of steals, assists. Montgomery, I believe, also finished with 8 points. Wisdom also in that high-scoring category. So, I mean, the depth in the lineup was really impressive. You had a lot of guys who had more than 5 points to finish that game, but, of course, you also had some guys step up like Zeller and Melis, of course, especially in that second half more particularly.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, we're going to rely on our depth for sure because we have, you know, the most experience I've ever had as far as the depth is concerned within the senior class. And, you know, we're not going to be able to hit on all the names, but there's certainly guys up and down the lineup, up and down the bench that we're going to rely on in certain situations to be successful. And, you know, Drake is Drake. He's been around starting for 4 years. And, you know, while his shot wasn't necessarily dialed in last night, he does so many things outside of just scoring that people maybe don't show up in the box score. You know, those steals that you mentioned, getting us set up in our offenses and defenses and being someone we can rely on to take care of the ball successfully. And you know, we look for that to continue. Zeller down low, controlling the paint. You know, we only had him for 6 games last year until his season-ending surgery. So it was nice to get a physical presence down low. And Eli Wisdom, like you mentioned, has a lot of diversity as far as being able to play the perimeter and have a decent jump shot, as well as go down low and make things happen from there. So excited, of course, for, you know, all the guys that were contributing for us last night. And we just got to clean up things a little bit and make sure that we limit our fouls, because we had a lot of fouls last night due to, you know, not moving our feet and maybe necessarily being in basketball form yet. But that's going to come with only 2 full practices coming off of football season.
Well, Coach, I'm excited to talk to you next week. Again, by then, you'll already have a couple more games on your belt. Royal Valley this Friday, the first home opener, and then, of course, Troy. So, again, we'll talk to you next week, Coach, about those couple of games. I'm getting start off to a 1-0 start for Jackson Heights on the year as they beat ACCHS on Tuesday, 63-51, the upcoming game against Royal Valley. Coach, thank you for your time, as always.
Yep, thanks, Crennan.
This Jackson Heights Locker Room Chat was brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Holton Family Health Center, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Rob Wareham, Mitchell Nickel, and Casey Patterson, Farmers State Bank in Holton, and Ron Kirk's Body Shop.